how much, just as a sideline, how much creativity is there in engineering and innovation?
Significant, Garth.
It certainly have to be a lot.
It comes down to yourself, your own internal, internal thoughts of how much do you want to take this? I get very frustrated with people who won't step through that little hoop. It's only a little hoop.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to step through it. Because all the people are running that way, you go that way.
Mm.
And I think that's a good premise for young people coming through, if they could just think outside the square. Don't always say, because this is happening, that's how it always is. Think out of that square and you'll break through it, and much so with them.
How much, though, can that attitude be formed by a lot of different experiences? Because as you've described, you did a lot of different things in a lot of different places, in a lot of different areas, before you came here. Did that help formulate or form that sense of expansive thinking?
It added to that base training. That base training was, don't ever think that 2 and 2 is 4.
Mm.
It may not be. Don't ever think that winding an electric motor this way is the only way to do it from there on. You can do it somehow else. There's always another way. So many a time when we do have problems, and especially in these large processing plants, you just think outside the square a little bit, and you should never be condoned. Never be condemned for that. You should be condoned for it. You know,
Paul Kant was known for his love of innovation,
and that's where he and I worked.
Was that where
we hit it off?
Yeah, I can imagine.
He often would say things. I said, "That's stupid. That's a silly idea." And I thought, well, "What would you do?" And I thought, "Well, I think I'd do this, this, and well, do it, and it's on your head if it doesn't work."